It is so painful for all parents to hear. I caused the problems to my children. I caused it. In order to fix them, I have to look at me and admit to myself that I now have something need to be fixed.
Why a lot of parenting trainers are focusing in fixing the child?
Great, because the child will not be fixed this way and you'll have a business for a very long time. The parent program is the parent. I can read lots of books about raising children, yes? Nothing compared to having a child. Nothing. Women started competing with men, yeah? The competition is not the woman's soul. It's the man's soul, yeah? Man is built for competition.
Why?
We're not equal. We'll never be.
Manis, welcome back to Mandaki Television.
Thank
it's
you.
A new day.
Yes, haven't seen you for a long
year.
Time. It's been ages since I saw
ages,
you last time.
Yes. So, let's suppose it's a new day.
Okay.
What do we want from a new day?
And you want me to tell you what you want from a new day?
No, what we want, the people.
I don't know what people want.
But what do you want from a new day?
Just,
when you wake up in the morning?
I want, the first thing I want every day when I wake up is to remember that I am here for a short time.
And you will become instantly depressed.
Why?
Short time, it means you will die.
No.
Soon.
I want to enjoy this holiday in this life.
Who can destroy your holiday now?
No one.
If Elena leaves you,
yes,
you will be destroyed.
I will not answer that question. No, the only person who can destroy everything is me.
It's a theory. It's not about life. Yes, I know. Please.
Of course, if my partner leaves me, I will be devastated, of course. There's no doubt. Of course. Anybody, that's a fact. Question is quite good because sometimes I forget. I forget when I wake up in the morning. And I'm remembering more and more. The first thing I wake up in the morning, that I'm here for, we're not going to hear for hundreds of years, and to enjoy it with the person I'm with and the people I like to be with.
Would you like to be immortal? I think everybody hopes to be immortal.
Do you really think it's a curse to live in this world for 200-300 years? Actually, I think.
If you become older and older, but if you remain young, do you think it's a curse?
We're talking about something we don't understand, but I can tell you how I feel about it. I have not seen anything that happened to us in this life. Our body, our relationships, our action, our life, it is like a plan. It's a magical plan. And for us to grow and be old and die is part of our evolvement as human beings. And maybe, when we die, we live. Maybe we're dead now. We don't know. Maybe it's just the preparation of true life.
Do you think we have in us a dead part?
No, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about our conscious. Maybe this now is not as conscious as after. But I don't contribute to any kind of religious background to say that. But this is how I sense. It's very possible. It's very possible. This is a transition, and why we interfere and delay the transition. If this is true, this is just a sense I have. Why we delay? Why don't we use it? I think maybe we're diverting. If I am so conscious that I will die, yes, and I will not be here very long time, I will enjoy being here. But you know, people think they live forever. because they attend many funerals, but other funerals, not about themselves, other people. So nobody attend their own funeral. So they don't realize they will die. But then when you hear somebody died, it gives you a bit of a shock. And then after a few days, you go to sleep again. And you forget about it. You see? But I think this life is a great opportunity.
One author says that it's a good method to imagine your own funeral. What do you think about this?
Yes, why not? I imagined this many times. Sometimes I used to think, I wonder if I'm funeral, what I would look like. Just not out of fear or pain, it just crossed my mind. It will be incredible even if I plan one. And people come and visit me, and then I wake up again and say, my God, and I better enjoy this now before it finishes. Not in any negative way, actually.
Who do you think built us? Who did construct us?
We talked about something like this before. I said my answer was, we don't have yet the intellectual and the conscious capability to answer that question.
Yes, I remember, but
yes,
it's a huge force. Mm-hmm. You think it's a huge force who did calculate every step?
I really cannot make any conclusion about this because I don't have that capability. But I think it's some kind of something evolving out of itself. It's a process out of itself. But any more than that, I will be making something up that I don't know really. But it is better if we don't think about that much, is to think about
our Creator.
Why? What if? Yes, you are the Creator of the whole world. I'm not talking to your ego. No. What if?
It means I'm narcissistic.
No, actually, I think it is a great possibility that there are no people. There were only one person. Everybody talking about connections, yes? Mm-hmm. And everybody looking for relationships, connect. And the word connection is increasing all the time. And we say that our problems come from not connected. You heard that before, yes? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it one day and I thought, is it possible that we were one and we came here disconnected? And that's the reason we want to connect again. It's very possible. Because we won't feel how we were before. And is it also, these questions, is it possible that we disconnected to understand we were connected? Is it possible? Is it possible that we're here to appreciate how we were before? But these are like open questions, but they came to my mind a lot. Because all the problems, actually all mental problems, come from disconnections. Everything happened because of this. So what is it about us that want to be connected?
Many people think that as long they are connected, they are at mercy.
You're taking me to another question unconsciously about commitment.
Do you want to speak about commitment?
You're dragging me to another question.
Yes.
But
why the men are afraid of commitment?
Yes, that's the question. Yeah.
Yes, why?
Why? There is hundreds of reasons. I will pick two or three, okay?
Only?
Okay. First of all, why do you think... Why is it true men are afraid of commitment?
Most of them, yes.
Is it that true?
I think it's true, yes.
Yeah, every man you met, afraid of connection?
It depends on the history.
So not
every, but so most of them are afraid of commitment in relationships.
But you know, women also afraid of commitment as well.
No, women want stability, mm-hmm. and they want to be, to be covered by mm-hmm. that energy, that masculine
okay.
energy.
Where did you read this?
To be safe.
Okay, good. Okay, let's slow down everything. Because this question is very wide, extremely wide. Mm-hmm. I'll just come from one angle, but there's many different angles, okay? Women now have finally found their power. Yes?
Yeah, they don't want the power.
No. It's a nice smile in your eyes. Women have not only found...
Women won.
Not they found their power many generations before. Yes? Mm-hmm. Women were suppressed by men. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and men were stronger, and we are coming to a time when now women have now are not at the mercy of men anymore. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, this I will be talking in the course about this for a very long time. Okay? So, women started competing with men. Yeah? The competition is not the woman's soul. It's the man's soul. Yeah? Man is built for competition.
Why?
We're not equal. We'll never be. Equality is a disaster.
Why?
Because we are meant for different. We are different, not equal. You understand? Mm-hmm. You see, the word equal has a problem. It's human rights. We're all the same. We are not the same. Men can do something. Women can do something else. It doesn't mean this one better and this one is worse. You see? So, but the women who are traumatized and created women movements, yes, they are preparing for a fight. And fight is not in their nature.
But what is in the nature of women?
You just told me.
Huge question.
Yeah, you told me. Women are so amazing as nurturing and creating a new life. Not the man. The man is protector of life. You see? So now, if I find a woman who compete with me, I will be afraid of commitment. Mm-hmm. Straight away.
It's about competition.
I don't want to marry a man. Why? Men, yes, need to create and win and to prove their power. Women do not need to prove their power because they're already powerful. But nowadays, women got caught. They thought to be stronger, yes, in a masculine way. Yeah. So men will be terrified of marrying a woman like them. Does that answer the question? Mm-hmm. Yes?
So it's all about competition in man's mind?
You see, all the great artists, poets, leaders, the majority are men. Yes? Not women. Women, the man can never make a child. To create a child is the ultimate creation.
Yes? Do you think men are jealous in subconscious mind that they are not able to give birth?
No, not jealous. They are two different things. The woman has already proved to life that she's a creator, but the man can't. The man feels better when his woman admire him. Yes? Because he wants to show her all the time he can create something, he can do something, like a child. The woman does not need that. She needs to be loved only. Because he has already proved that she is a creator. You see the difference? Yeah? So, now if the woman start competing with the man, yes, to create, she will lose her femininity. And this is what's happening today in the world. Women competing as a reaction of suppression in the past and all the injustice that men did to her. And I mentioned once in one of the videos, I repeat again, it's very important. When a woman creates a child and a child becomes a man and this man makes women second class, like in different cultures, this is the ultimate violation of a woman. You see, in some cultures, many, when a man can have affairs and woman see, like in the old films, see one affair and she's locked all her life. She made the man in the first place. So what happened to our ancestors, women, yes, has still with the women today.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't gone away because it's coming through their DNA. You see? So now women are in a very sensitive position. They have become powerful in the wrong way. They are already they need now to celebrate what they have, not to compete anymore, you see.
But do they want to celebrate? Or in the subconscious mind,
they cannot
mind, they
celebrate
want
because they inherited pain from their ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way is to be conscious of this. These women, I said it once before, the feminist movement, yes, should be created by men, not by women. We should fight for them. Mm-hmm. We should fight for them to be free because fighting is not their domain. Because we created the problem in the first place, mm-hmm. You see.
I like a woman, I love a woman, you like a woman, you love
yeah.
a woman. But
yes.
There are a lot of person who love men, not women.
Yes.
What about homosexuality?
Okay, this question is loaded with political and human rights.
No, we have to respect,
of
course.
It's loaded. The question is loaded and very difficult. My view is homosexuality must never be reversed. Must be respected.
Of course.
It's a phenomenon I don't think we understand, but maybe it's absolutely okay as part of our evolution and our rights, and we everybody's entitled to do what they want. You see, and I am sure many people have trying to find family issues, ancestor, culture, many things. But for me, my response is we must not try to make any homosexual not homosexual. We must leave it and respect these people for what they want, because they are not doing anything illegal or dangerous or hurting anybody. And they're just exercising their wishes and what they want in this life. But if you ask me for reason and things like this, I would not go there. Because it's very complex.
Mm-hmm. I saw some interviews 8 years ago with mm-hmm. you. Now you are more relaxed. 7 or 8 years ago,
yeah.
You wanted to prove something, I felt, when I saw you. You are the same, like in the past 10 years?
Your question they ask him now is actually we have touched on it before. I am learning all the time with my work. And every day I am learning more and more not to worry about the future as much as I used to be before.
It's dangerous to add knowledge in our head, to add knowledge every day.
No,
I feel I have a debt to add knowledge, to discover things.
Of course, knowledge is good, of course, but they are not the answer. You see, here is the bottom line with knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Why it's limited? Because you can always add to it. It will never end. When you learn something, you will open something else.
I read Crime and Punishment again.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt I'm reading another book, completely different.
You are different, not the book. When people come to the course, yes, and come a year later, some people argue with me, said, you did not say this in the first time. They hear it again for the first time. And the same for me. There are things I've been saying for years, and I say it again like the first time. My understanding and my feeling and my experience of what I'm saying is not the same like before, because our consciousness is rising all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I make a comment about knowledge is not important, but yes, of course they're useful, of course, but they are not the ultimate answer. Is the experience is the answer. For example, I can read lots of books about raising children. Yes? Nothing compared to having a child. Nothing. Actually, if you have children, you will learn really how to grow up. It's better than any seminar in the world. Because finally, you will have a person in your life that you can make them more important than you. Can you do that?
You asked me before, I will not answer.
Okay. Can you have a person in your life that you wish them to be better than you? This is an open question. Don't have to. Can you live for somebody? Can you die for somebody?
If I die for someone.
No, I mean, this is a metaphor. Like, can you do everything for somebody? For people like us, or people like who are severely narcissistic, it will be very difficult. But when you have a child, it will be possible. And that will be the most amazing experience, healing experience.
To have a child?
Well, to go through this experience. But the point I'm making is, you cannot read this. All the knowledge in the world will not give you this. That's the problem with knowledge. They are useful, they give you directions, but if they are not backed up with an experience, it will not.
Why a lot of parenting trainers are focusing in fixing the child?
Great, because the child will not be fixed this way, and they will have a business for a very long time. The parent program is the parent. You understand?
They need to be fixed?
No. The parents are the parenting program. You understand this? I am the parenting program. I don't need to go to parenting program. I am the programmer. Why would I go to somebody when I'm reprogramming the child every day? You see what I mean? But if they fix the child, I was a family therapist for many years. It never worked. The success rate is 1%, because we are trying to fix the child. We're not fixing the person who's damaging the child. If they bring a child to me with a problem, for example, cannot do something, yes? And I teach the child how to do it. Yeah? The child will go home, the environment at home making him do this. Unless I go live with them, yeah, they will not be fixed. Did you understand? It will not work. We are fixing the symptoms, not the cause. The cause is the parents. But what I said now is extremely dangerous and painful, because the parents who hear this, they don't want to hear it. One thing I noticed, if I label my child with a condition, I'm free. I'm not responsible. He has a condition. It's not my fault. You see? Now, if the person doing the parenting program does this, he will not have any more business. They will not write books. They will not give you do this and do this and do this. Do you mean to tell me that if you tell the child to do something, they will listen to you? They will never do. I see parents talking and talking and talking, and the child is smiling inside. And they're thinking about their iPhone once the parents stop talking. They will not listen to anything you say. But they listen to something else, to your soul, to what you're doing. They're watching you. Remember something, when a child comes to this life, they have no model. You are the model. The way you move, talk, breathe, they have to breathe the same way, because they don't have anybody else. And it's already established very early. But what I said now, it is so painful for all parents to hear. I caused the problems to my children. I caused it. In order to fix them, again, we talked about this before, I have to look at me and admit to myself that I now have something need to be fixed.
Do you only feel love when someone doesn't ask you to change?
Oh God, do you?
A lot of people ask me to change.
Yes, and
I'm trying. This is the reason I'm here. I want to change.
When somebody asks me to change, yes?
You feel you are loved or you are not loved?
Well, for me, I feel nervous.
I understand.
I don't like it, of course.
So do you feel love when someone is silent?
But who is this someone?
It could be maybe only a voice in your head. So maybe your partner. Maybe your business partner. Maybe your audience. Okay. Maybe your followers.
If my partner asks me to change, I feel loved by her.
It's a contradiction.
Why?
Because there's no... She doesn't accept you as you are. You told it before.
But she can ask me to change and accept me at the same time. What is wrong? She can love me and ask me to change.
She doesn't accept you in the way you are.
Yes, but she's a human being and I'm a human being and every person wants to change everybody. But you can love them and want them to change at the same time.
So if someone is trying day by day to change you,
yes. What is this resistance? And get in my answer.
I don't know. I feel, in your opinion, you need to have people who doesn't want to change things.
So you want to do what you want, and nobody asks you to change.
Yes. Yes, of course.
This is the conclusion. You want them to love you at the same time. Yes.
It's possible. When someone wants to change you, it means he wants to save you and he or she wants to change things in your life.
Let's go back in time, okay?
Okay.
When a mother with a baby or a child, yes? The child can do anything, yeah? Okay. And the mother still loves them. She wants them to change, but she still loves them. Can you love this way?
But when the mother wants to change you in a way you don't like.
Yeah, but the child doesn't like what the mother is doing. Yeah, but she still loves the child.
Menis, what do you think about this new pandemic full with coaches, full with trainers, full with saviors?
Okay, this is a very wide question, but I will give a little answer for now, okay? The focus of parenting at the moment is on knowledge and achievement. Yes? And this switches everybody from their feeling to their thinking. And when we are thinking a lot, yes, we have lost our sense of connection and peace in ourselves because we want to achieve more and more and more. And the world is divided into two. It used to be the Eastern culture and Western culture. The Western culture is built on intellectual individualism and achievement. And the Eastern culture is not. But now they all have become the same because the East want to be like the West. So the world we live in now is the world of achievement and I want more and more and more. We have touched on this before, yes? If I cannot achieve more, the best thing next for me to do is to help somebody else to achieve. Yeah? It will put me in a much higher level of achievement. That I am now very important. You probably recognize some of this.
Much more important.
That I am making you important. Look how I achieved, you see? And now everybody is trying to be in that higher position. For example, if I want fill my seminars with millions of people, I will tell people, come, I will teach you how to do my job. Million people will come there. And I can take all their money. Yeah? Because this is the ultimate achievement. Yeah? So now everybody got caught into the idea that I will teach you to be great because I am very great. You see? And everybody's changing their career to be a trainer, coach, leader in the front. And these people are all traumatized. And if I teach you to be great, that means I am very great. And not only, when you go away, you will need me again to take you to the next level, the next level, and next level. Everybody who's teaching people is so naive. people cannot be taught this way. They need to be loved and touched and held, not by psychologists, by someone loyal to them.
So these trainers also want to be loved?
Of course, but what they have done instead, they put themselves in a position of saving people, because they need to be saved. Everybody is changing their careers this way. I really don't know where it's going to stop, and I call it our brain is colonized. It's like a virus. It's a new virus coming. You go on Facebook and see the Facebook gurus. Young people, 18 years old, 20 years old, teaching us to be parents, teaching us to have relationships. Would you listen to someone who never had a child to teach you how to have a child? And they are so convincing and so clever, and they look great, and some of them look very beautiful and charismatic and so seductive, and people sharing their videos everywhere and talking, and then they're collecting followers. Yes, and they are getting, every time they get a new like, look how amazing, they like me. They actually like me. How many likes will I have until I feel safe? You see?
So the purpose of a like is to feel you are safe?
People love me, so I am okay.
So like in our mind means like, love.
In their mind, they are young enough to not even know the difference. You see? But this is a huge subject because there's many levels behind this.
What is the correct way to choose our mentor, not to choose our guru?
To choose our mentor?
Yes, to choose a mentor, to choose a psychiatrist, to choose someone to help us.
If you go to psychiatrist, that means you need one.
I haven't been there yet.
If you go to mentor, means you need one. Did I tell you, in one of the videos I said this, I asked people to hear it again. Very famous musician, could be Beethoven or something. Somebody went to him and told him, I want to be genius like you. Tell me how to be like you. That's like your question. And the musician told, go to school, study music. When you finish, go to university, study music, then join the band and do this and do this. And he said to him, the student, but you never done anything like this. He said, if you're a genius, you never ask me.